Roll call.
Chair Tolini will be arriving later. Vice Chair Kristensky.
Here.
Board Member Cousins.
Here.
Board Member Emberson.
Here.
And Board Member Chong is absent.
Thank you. Now is the time for oral communications, which is if there's a topic that someone would like to discuss that's not on the agenda. Seeing none, staff briefing.
Just for the record, if there's anyone here for 4000 Paradise Drive, that's been continued to April 21st.
All right. So I think probably everyone is aware that we're mixing the agenda up a little bit because Mike Tolini is not here and Linda has to recuse herself from one of the projects. So we're going to start with 47 South Ridge West. And you have 20 minutes to present and then we'll have public comment.
Good evening. My name is Jared Polsky. I'm the architect. I'm here with Marjorie and Jeff Baylor for the remodel of their house at 47 South Ridge West. This project really presented two design challenges to us. First off, the front entry and particularly the main stair just doesn't work. And I think if you've been over, you probably banged your head as you went up the stairs. The stair is very awkward and the entry arrangement is far from ideal. And the awkward stair arrangement also compromises the living room upstairs. And so our first challenge was to create a better entry and stair. While doing so, upgrade the living room, take advantage of the views. There's lovely bay views off to the side. And the existing dining room and adjacent deck are very small, so we're also proposing to enlarge the dining room and the deck off the dining room. The second challenge was to give the house a facelift. The existing street facade is really lackluster.
How do you advance?
You may need to point it at the
floor plans, and if you study the floor plans, you can see that they're somewhat dysfunctional at the front entrance. Forward. Yeah, let's go back. Okay, so what you see in front of you is the existing street facade is somewhat lackluster, and the small deck, you can see in that way.
You can just take that with you. Or we could move the podium.
And the small deck off the master bedroom is somewhat non-functional and not great looking. And to get to the front door, if you went to the front door, you'll know that you went down into sort of extended into a hole and you went up into a dark stone-lined entry. And the whole south elevation seems to be. So our scheme was to raise the front walkway, re-landscape the front entry experience, and we added another gable here, really to signify the entry. And we added more south-facing windows, and took out the deck and added trellises to ultimately add greenery in front of the facade. I hope you agree that this is a good thing to do with this facade. The proposal really needs two small differences. it veers at an angle. The corners of those decks are within the setback. And we are increasing the size of the deck, but really what's increasing the setback, the improvement of the setback, the small scale of the lower deck, which pushes the deck into 2 foot, 2 foot more, and the setback goes from 11 to 9 to 9 foot. Now, Dan, I'll just make some findings, and I suggest we put findings to support the library. This is a very small lot for this zone. It's not uncommon in this zone to see small side yard setback variances for decks and exterior stairs. The other variance that we need is for, again, a small lot coverage variance because it's a sloping site, and all the outdoor living areas that flow out of the house, even at the lower level, are up in the air. Not much, but they're up in the air. So because it's a small site and we have a lot of decks, we're over the lot coverage, slightly over the lot coverage that's specifically allowed. And as Dan also noted in his findings, it's an undersized lot. It's requiring strict adherence to the zoning ordinance would deny the Baylors a reasonable use of the property. So these added decks and setbacks will not impact any of the neighbors. In fact, the Baylors who've lived in this house for 23 years have been in touch with all their neighbors, the neighbors all signed off. And the Siemens, the neighbors to the east here, have written a letter of support, which is so hope we can believe this is a project that will improve the house, improve its livability, and the street presence. Questions?
No.
All right. If there is any members of the public who would like to speak.
I'm Marjorie Baylor, and this is my husband, Jeff Baylor, and we've lived at 47 Southridge Road West for 23 years. About a year or so ago, a friend of mine who lives here in Tiburon, who is a realtor, informed me that my house had no curb appeal. And I think we've all agreed to that. So that's what started this process. And then, of course, as Jared said, the staircase has been a problem and continues to be a significant problem and does enter right up into our main living room. So the changes that have been made by Jared and his team, I think will really enhance our home, and we're looking forward to you all agreeing with that.
I'll start. This seems within reason, and staff wrote a great report, by the way. I mean, the findings are what I would have found, too, for the variances. They're perfectly on point for why this property needs the variances, and I am behind it.
Yep, I agree. I think the area of the external deck is very reasonable for the size of the house, and the exception is really a result of the topography of the site. I think the new stair will have very little impact on to anything of the existing condition. The house on that eastern side sort of turns its back to this property, and it isn't going to be affected at all. So I think working with the existing building, they've done a good job. I don't have any objections to
that. Yeah, I agree with both of you, and this is a case where I think the house could use a little help. And even though it's growing, I think the architectural fenestration actually reduces the overall mass because of the breakup of the planes.
I agree.
I think it'll actually help a lot. So I agree. And I agree with staff did a good job.
Yeah, they did a great job on the findings.
I agree with
that. I could completely agree. So regarding 47 Southridge West, I make a motion that it's categorically exempt from CEQA, and we approve the proposal as presented.
Second?
With the attached condition.
With the attached condition.
Okay, second?
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Okay.
Do you want these plans?
That was quick.
See how fast I went
All right, since Board Member Tolini is not here yet, we're going to go over another agenda item to talk about the minutes from the last two meetings. And that way we will be done with our business when Linda has to recuse herself so she could actually go home. minutes from the meeting of March 3rd. Does anyone have any corrections?
Page 5 in the first paragraph, it says, he said that they were advised by town staff to minimize the basement, did so in the design. Which, so they did so, or something should be added?
About fourth line down.
In the fourth line down, it's just okay, good. Even though I wasn't there for that. Okay, that's all I found.
Didn't find anything.
All right, can we have a...
Oh. Do you want to make a motion? Should I? Okay, I'll make... Did you have any regarding the minutes of the Tiburon Design Review Board meeting of March 3rd? I make a motion that the minutes be approved, except for the correction as noted.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The March 17th is Hattie's Day.
Okay, page 2. 1, 2, 3. The fourth line down. The lot coverage of proposed house, it should be of the proposed house. And on page 7, on the first paragraph, or the part of the paragraph, facing wall toward the views and presented a photo simulation of what the existing and proposed elevations. Okay, good. That's it.
All right.
You're on a roll. Do you want to do that?
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes of the meeting of March 17th with the corrections as noted.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Passed?
No.
Now what do we do?
Now what do we do?
We'd recommend we take a short break until Mr. Chair Tolini provides.
Okay.
Should we resume? Go ahead, Dan.
Let the record reflect that Chair Tolini is present and that Board Member Emberson has recused herself from the following item.
So that will bring us to 681 Hawthorne Drive. If the applicant would like to come up, please take as much as 20 minutes, if you'd like, or less. And after that, we'll bring members of the public up for comment, and then we'll bring you back up after that. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Jared Polsky. I'm the architect. At the last hearing, we were asking for approval for a lot coverage variance and a higher and larger house than we're shooting at. I felt that we listened very clearly, carefully to your concerns. First of all, trim the house footprint, and we no longer are requiring lot coverage. And while we trimmed the house, we ended up reducing the square footage of the house by approximately 100 square feet. So now we're approximately 110 square feet under the maximum FAR. And we lowered the house, we redesigned the front gable. So we lowered the whole house, and I'll go through the amount that we lowered it later. But we redesigned, this was the previous submittal, design the front gable, Well, let me describe it to you. We have an elevation of the existing house, and we have an elevation of the proposed house. And the proposed house is 12 inches higher than the existing house. And there's a cross gable on the existing house, and we're actually 6 inches lower than the cross gable. We've also pushed the house 18 inches back from the street, so we pushed the whole house 18 inches back. And we pushed the front terrace another 6 feet back, so that the front terrace is actually 7.5 feet further back from the street than it was in the last design. This is actually one of the larger lots in the street. It's also relatively shallow, relatively wide, and clearly we couldn't design a two-story house. So we really had to stretch the house. We're not asking for any variances. We're almost 10 feet below the height limit. We're not blocking any neighbor's views. We've been in touch with the neighbors. And I think with the landscaping, this will be a handsome addition to the street. I'd like to answer any questions you have.
Any questions? Okay, thank you. So with that, we'll invite members of the public to come up to speak. We do ask the limit your comments to 3 minutes at the most, and we also just ask that you start with your name and address.
I'm Mariana Longstreth. I live at 683 Hawthorne Drive, right next door, and highly support this house. I think it looks even better than it did last time around. So I'm privileged to be living next door. Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm John Hermansky, and I live at 690, about five houses down the street. But I was given a call by a neighbor of the applicant's across the street, Amy Van Lichten. She lives at 682 and asked me to look into it. And if I may give opinion for both of us, I feel it's a very nice design. I appreciate the reduction in the floor area and also in the height of the house. I think in staying in one story, it's something that people can, Van Lichten's or whoever lives there, can see in one view, rather than having anything go higher above the Van Lichten's eave line, as though we're going to be more imposing. And I think seeing the house in one view, makes it, I'll say, very digestible visually. And so I also appreciate the landscaping going into it, that it will hide, the lower portion of the house, because that's always a consideration when you have a house across the street and below a new house, which will be basically bigger. So I do appreciate what's been done, and I accept it very much. Thank you.
Thanks. Other public comments? Seeing none, this is where we typically turn it back to the architect to address concerns raised, but that's obviously in your discretion, and fair enough. So with that, I think we'll bring it back to the board, unless there's no questions in the meantime, right? Okay. Who'd like to start?
I think the changes made do reflect our major concerns from previously. I think both in the amount of glass and the height. Looking at this lot and this house again, one of the things that we had talked about was the fact that it was stretching from setback to setback. That happens on numerous houses in other neighborhoods or neighborhoods like this in Belvoir or wherever. This happens to be a larger lot, and it is longer, but it is also very shallow. And I think that with not asking for any variances and having responded to the height and the amount of glass, I think I could get behind it.
Okay, Gordon?
Yeah, I felt similarly. I think the significant reduction in the roof, I think, has improved it a lot, and setting it further back from the street, and taking the tents back. So I, you know, I think it has met the comments that we have, and I'm supportive.
Okay. Yeah, when I first read the staff's memo, you know, when I talked about, you know, what at least on paper sounded like, you know, incremental changes, it kind of reminded me of another project that we've been talking about recently, which saw, you know, incremental changes. And so I, you know, wasn't terribly sure what to expect. And then, you know, visiting the site and seeing the story poles, maybe it's that my memory is poor, but it honestly was a much more substantial change than I was anticipating. To me, it went from really feeling like it was truly, to me, pushing the envelope of width, height, and everything that could be done, you know, in the pattern of development in the neighborhood, to something that I thought imminently fit right in. So for the reasons that both of you stated, I'm fully in support of it as well. I think that, you know, these changes, while iterative, had, you know, the effect that I was hoping they kind of cumulatively would. So I think we're all in the same place, and I think it's time for someone to make a motion.
Okay, relative to 681 Hawthorne Drive, we find that it is exempt from CEQA, and I make a motion to approve the design as presented with the staff's conditions.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All against? None. And 681 Hawthorne is approved. Thank you. Do you want these extra sets of plans?
Yeah.
Did you already approve the minutes?
Yes.
All right. Then this meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.